This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Ooh, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I always tell people that if they want, if they don't want to call in, because you have a lot of people that are shy, you could email us at, you know, drdahlia@hotmail.com or go to our website at drdahlia.com. But a lot of you have been going to our Facebook page at Dr. Dahlia Show, and you could also leave us a message and a question there. So one of our users, or one of our Facebook followers, asks, and this was interesting, so I thought I'd share it with you guys. How does one know if their lady is faking it? I don't think my girlfriend has ever blinked, but he uses the word that would probably equate to climax, okay? No one, talks about what we could be doing wrong. You're easier to talk to than most. It's not like I could ask my friends. So, see, guys don't talk like girls do. I think that's very interesting. You know, I mean, you know, if guys could talk, although, you know what, I think you're just going to get bad information, all right? I'm going to look this up. I have my own answer for you guys, but I'm going to look up how to tell if your lady is faking it. All right, there are some scientific, or shall we say, there are some... I don't want to say medical, physiological things that happen, okay, when a woman climaxes, and I think there are ways that people could tell, but you do have, you know, some women that are very, very good actors or actresses, and according to AskMen.com, 70% of women fake it, and they tried to kind of break it down medically, all right? So, you know, as you know that, you know, the vagina has labia, right, that are supposed to protect the opening. You have the introitus, which is the opening, and then you have the clitoris, which is supposed to allow stimulation. And sometimes right before climaxing, it will start to retract the head of that. And so that could be a sign that it was a real climax. Heart rate, breathing, sometimes stopping breathing for a little bit could also be a sign. Of course, some of those can also be done very dramatically and acted out. Pupils may dilate, all right? And, you know, but the dilated pupils could happen throughout the whole sexual course. However, sometimes with climaxing, that could be a distinct sign. Sometimes lips may redden, so could labia, could maybe get more red. Maybe it's because of the increased blood flow, so that could be a sign. Sweating all of a sudden could also be an issue. So there are some medical, shall we say, sequelae or signs. All right. But here's the thing. All right. If you feel that way, if you feel like you don't trust her in that and you think that maybe she is faking it, you need to start having some conversations on what she likes and what she doesn't like. We don't talk about sex as much on the show as I think people want. Because there's obviously so much else going on, like, you know, the GOP and the healthcare bill or any other medical headlines. But there are a lot of women that really want to be with a partner, but that partner and the way they have sex does not bring her to climax as she could herself. Right? There are many men that have admitted that they seem to do better themselves than under the pressure of performing with somebody else. So there are couples that very honestly, right, have those discussions. And maybe they use sex toys, maybe they're, you know, they play games, I don't know what they do. I'm not talking like Monopoly, okay? Yeah, please don't. Do not lose those instruments, whatever you do. But many couples will experiment, and many of them will use aids, right? Because for some reason the physical act may not be as climactic producing as others. And so, you know, with that, that's okay. See, nobody talks about that. That is okay. Sex does not have to be in the movies. You know, there's a lot of sites talking about what women don't like. Very popular sites. The top 27 things men do in bed that, you know, women don't like, you know. And you look at these sites, and, you know, some of them has to do with biting. There are some women out there that love biting, or partners out there that love biting. But there's others that go, no, that hurts. Stop it. One had suggested to not take underwear off with your teeth. I don't know in what movie that was. I think it was in the 70s or 80s where somebody took off somebody's underwear with their teeth. Women don't really like that. Okay? No. Many women, if they don't feel clean, they don't want you in that area at all down there. All right? Especially your face. And so that doesn't have anything to do with you. It's just they're, you know, uncomfortable. They're self-conscious. And so they're not going to enjoy themselves. So there has to be a lot of communication. There has to be a lot of, you know, freedom expressed. You know, somebody has to not, if somebody doesn't want to be undressed and they want to be dressed, then fine, let them be dressed. All right? You know, there's a lot of little things that happen. And the other thing, too, that you have to be careful of is you may turn somebody on, but turning off starts to get easier once you're in the relationship longer, once the woman gets older, etc. Right? She could be more easily turned off, so everything could be going fine, and then all of a sudden it's time to climax, and she's like, you know what, I'm just not into it anymore. And she's like, look, I got to do something. Yeah, a lot of people feel the pressure that they have to have a climax. If not, the sexual interaction was a failure. No, not at all. Being close, being intimate, okay, and everything doesn't have to end in a climax, all right? You know, things could, and so I don't think we have these conversations enough, and people have real false misconceptions of what they're supposed to do in bed. A lot of people think they're supposed to spank. Some people think they're supposed, you know, and, you know, all right, well, if you spank, there's a certain, you know, amount of pressure that you do. You don't beat the person, you know, and so, you know, people don't talk, and you gotta be honest. Say, look, you know, I don't like that, but I like this. And if you can't talk to each other, it's not probably a very compatible relationship. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so remember there was an Uber crash in Arizona? Well, of a Uber self-driving car. Well, now they're saying the Uber crash was not the fault of the self-driving car, but the fault of a human. The report states that the crash occurred after a human drove into the self-driving vehicle. They say the incident has exposed how Uber's self-driving cars are not equipped to cope with the unpredictable driving of humans. Yeah, that doesn't make me feel better, whether the Uber driver, the self-driving car caused the accident, or the self-driving car got involved in an accident. It still takes two to tango. right? So if that other car, right, hit it, to me, that means its butt shouldn't have even been there. Right? You know how many times somebody swerves accidentally and you need to get the hell out of their way? If you did it correctly, you got the hell out of their way. If you didn't, you get hit. It doesn't mean you're bad, but it means you do sometimes have some control. Unless, of course, you're parked or you're stuck in traffic. The report from Tempe Police Department says driver Alexandra Cole attempted to cross three lanes of traffic at the traffic lights at her intersection turned from green to yellow. She crossed the first two lanes at a speed of 20 miles per hour and then attempted to enter the third lane. They said, as far as I could tell, the third lane had no one coming in it, so I was clear to make my turn. Right as I got to the middle lane, about to cross to the third, I saw a car flying through the intersection, but couldn't brake fast enough to completely avoid collision. The car mentioned by Ms. Cole was the autonomous Uber vehicle, which was driving employees Patrick Murphy and Matthew Rentz. The traffic signal turned yellow as I entered the intersection. As I entered the intersection, I saw the vehicle turn and left. There was no time to react, as there was a blind spot created by the line of traffic in the southbound left lane. The Uber vehicle was driving 2 miles per hour below the speed limit of 40 miles per hour. So it was driving 38. And the Uber vehicle, or in her Honda CRV, struck the self-driving car and then hit a pole and flipped onto its side. The self-driving vehicle then hit two other cars from oncoming traffic. No serious injuries, thank God, came from the result of the crash. Police confirmed that Ms. Cole was to blame for failing to give way to oncoming cars. But critics have noted that drivers often slip through lanes to meet green lights and that Uber's cars should be prepared to cope with unpredictable driving. So, here's the problem. This is the problem Uber has to face. Okay, car accidents happen all the time. Right? Fender benders, people get into accidents. It's a shame that that happens. But if a self-driving car gets into an accident, it is going to make global news. So if they, let's say, get into an accident, okay, let's say between now and the end of 2017, if, let's say, Uber self-driving vehicles get into car crashes five times, which is thousands of percent lower than, what the average human population does when it comes to driving and crashes, it's still going to make global headlines, and people are going to call for Uber to stop the program. So Uber is kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't, even if their statistics is better than the average person, because nobody cares. They don't want additional accidents. No, nobody's going to be convinced saying, yeah, well, an Uber car is getting into an accident even much less than a human driver. They're not going to be convinced, because if somebody gets hit by a self-driving autonomous car, that's a problem. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Kids exposed to high levels of lead decades ago and are now possibly approaching middle age may have lower IQs and earning potential. Now, I don't remember how much lead I was exposed to. I did like to chew and suck on my number two pencils in class. So that could explain, a lot these days. But they say doctors are warning parents that there is no safe level of lead exposure. Obviously, the toxin could damage the developing nervous system in young children, and blood levels as low as 5 micrograms per deciliter may lower intelligent quotient, according to the World Health Organization. I've never taken an IQ exam, ever. I'm kind of afraid to, because what if it comes out low? Participants in the current study had average blood lead levels more than twice that when they were 11 years old in the early 1980s. Every 5 microgram increase in blood lead levels early in life was associated with a 1.61 point lower IQ by the time these children reached 38 years old, as well as reductions in perceptual reasoning and working memory. This suggests at the very least that individuals don't fully recover from lead-related cognitive injuries received in childhood. It also suggests that lead exerts a downward pull on the individual's cognitive abilities over time, regardless of where they start out in life. So the researchers looked at cognitive function, IQ, socioeconomic status for 565 adults in Dunedin, New Zealand, and they were 38 years old, as well as results from blood tests for lead done in childhood. And the childhood blood lead levels ranged from 4 to 31. Now, they said there was no meaningful differences in lead exposure based on socioeconomic status, but elevated blood lead levels were found in children from poor and affluent families alike, which would make sense. And if the blood lead levels in childhood were above 10 micrograms, they had an average adult IQ test score 4.25 points lower than peers. All right, so I don't know. Just stay away from lead. You know, there's lead paint, lead pencils, lead, I don't know. According to a Reuters investigation of blood testing done in California, they found dozens of communities had rates of unsafe childhood lead exposure that surpassed those in Flint, Michigan. In one zip code in Fresno, California, 13.6% of blood tests on kids under the age of 60 came back high for lead. That compares to 5% across the city of Flint during a recent water contamination crisis there, which we talked about with the pipes. They say in some cities in the states of New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, at least 1 in 7 kids have unsafe levels of lead in their blood. So that's some pretty serious stuff. We'll keep you posted on this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Heroin use and addiction is up sharply among U.S. whites. This is a headline that keeps coming back week after week. And this latest study has found that heroin use in the United States has risen fivefold in the past decade, and dependence on the drug has more than tripled, with the biggest jumps among whites and men with low incomes and little education. They say whites age 18 to 44 accounted for the biggest rise in heroin addiction, which has been fueled in part by, obviously, the misuse of opioid drugs. They say the findings are troubled because people most affected have few resources to deal with the problem. They say we're seeing that heroin use has increased in the past 10 years. It's more prominent among whites with lower incomes and education and young adults. So heroin use includes those who have tried the drug but not become addicted to it, and those addicted to it. And those also rose more among unmarried adults. A jump has been seen among women, but it is more prominent in men. Men and heroin, it's, you know, we've had a lot of stars that unfortunately have died. You know, it's so addictive, and especially when you inject and you have the quick euphoria rush, and the amount is so concentrated when it's injected intravenously, you could get addicted from your first use. People don't realize that. The findings were published online in the journal JAMA Psychiatry, followed by a statement from the American College of Physicians calling for drug addiction and substance abuse disorders to be treated as a chronic medical condition. Yesterday we talked about that, how New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is going to head a federal commission to combat the problem. Christie has declared opioid drug abuse a public health crisis. You have to treat it as if it's a disease, all right? Just like obesity. You know, maybe you have to treat many of these diseases as psychiatric illnesses. Maybe you have to use the same sort of team approach with cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy, biofeedback, medications, you know, different forms of counseling and, you know, exercises, you know, just like with the obesity epidemic. You know, we talk about heroin epidemic. We talk about people addicted to smoking, right? People who are obese, it may be an addiction to food, an addiction to carbs. I cannot walk by a dessert table that has a piece of chocolate cake without grabbing the piece of chocolate cake. Now, how do we do it with diabetes? Well, with diabetes, if somebody has diabetes, we tell them no sweets. We give them medications and we scare them that they're going to die. But many people with diabetes, they'll still eat sweets. I mean, you know, obesity has risen because we stopped smoking. Anytime people felt hungry or the urge to have a craving, they'd go outside and have a smoke. That's what kept them skinny. Now that we cut back on smoking, which we needed to, we have this huge rise in obesity. We need to start looking at things as addictions. Not only medical issues, but as addictions. And I think we could treat them similarly. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You've heard
heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the media is making it look like, I don't know what's happening behind closed doors, but it looks like there is a fight between now President Trump and the Conservative Freedom Caucus. All right? President Trump, they say, according to the Washington Post, has effectively declared war on the House Freedom Caucus, which is a powerful group of hardline conservative Republicans who blocked the health care bill, vowing to, quote, fight them in the 2018 midterm elections. I guess in a morning tweet, Donald Trump likes to wake up and tweet, he warned that the Freedom Caucus would hurt the entire Republican agenda if they don't get on the team and fast. He grouped its members, all of them Republican, with Democrats in calling for their political defeat, which is kind of shocking, where he goes, we must fight them and Dems in 2018. There are about 36 members of the Freedom Caucus. Most of them were elected or reelected comfortably in solid Republican districts, according to the Washington Post. They say with his tweet, Trump seemed to be encouraging primary challenges to each of them in next year's elections. Asked to elaborate on Trump's threat, the White House had no immediate comment. So, I'm kind of shocked that Donald Trump would tweet like that, because you don't want to show that you're rattled by that. Okay, I think a message that would have probably been more politically advantageous is the Freedom Caucus wants something tougher. Wants a bill that's tougher? All right, we'll come up with a tougher bill. We'll work with them and come up with a tougher bill. Period. Leave it at that. But instead, it looks like he's fighting with the caucus when the caucus actually thought that this last bill might not be good enough. I told you what I thought of this last bill, the American Healthcare Act. I told you that I understood why it was written the way it was written, because, you know, they're trying to build a lifeboat for people to jump off of from the sinking Obamacare ship without, you know, sinking the whole healthcare system. But was it going to do everything it needed to? No, it wasn't. So I wasn't a big fan of the bill. I just don't really know if anybody has come up with something better. And so I'm dying to see what the Freedom Caucus comes up with. If they come up with something better, that's great. Then we could get behind that, you know, to start fixing our healthcare system. But instead, there's fighting. Why the hell are GOP representatives fractionated and fighting? Now, that happened with Hillary and Bernie Sanders supporters, you know. They had different views. And within parties, it's healthy for there to be dissent and for, you know, there to be compromise, etc. The only problem is we have a very looming crisis coming up where Humana is going to be pulling out of the health insurance exchanges. We have a bunch of states that only have one health insurance left, right? Health insurance carrier left, right? We have more and more people going on Medicaid every year, such that even though the recession is supposed to be over, we keep going up by almost 2 million people a year going up on Medicaid, where now we have 72 million people on Medicaid. That's more than the entire country of the UK. UK population is what? I think 62? And here we have 72 million on Medicaid? So, House Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters late Thursday morning that he sympathized with Trump. He said, I understand the president's frustration. Ryan was unable to push a health care bill through his own chamber. He goes, I share frustration. About 90% of our conference is for this bill to repeal and replace, and about 10% are not. It's not enough to pass the bill. He had no immediate plans to bring the health care bill back to the House floor. He said, this is too big of an issue to not get right. And so I'm not going to put some kind of artificial deadline on saving the American health care system from oncoming collapse. He said, I just think it's too important. And I agree with that. We are now at the 7th anniversary of the bill's passage. Trump and his White House advisors, they say, have been very frustrated by the Freedom Caucus members, led by Representative Mark Meadows, Republican North Carolina. Trump lobbied them intensively to support the GOP plan to replace Obama's Affordable Care Act, only to see the bill collapse last Friday. Now, here's the thing. On one end, if the Freedom Caucus is saying, look, it's not going to work, this is just going to continue the crap that we have, you know, we're all going to be done for in the next election, and the healthcare system is going to crash anyway. You know, no, we need to do this right. Well, then, you know, I agree with them then. But just let's go about it a little differently and say, look, guys, you know, let us come up with something. All right. You know, no need to fight. Okay. We're going to work together on this. No need to go to war. But let us come up with something. See if you guys like it and see this is what I think we need to do and move forward. So I'm not sure if it's just the media making it act like nobody's working together and they're fighting. I'm under the impression that they are. Even two senators had suggested that they do a partial change to the Obamacare bill, allowing people to use their subsidies that they would get under Obamacare for health insurance off the exchange. If there are plans that are selling to people that are not on the health insurance exchanges, they could use their subsidies for that. So, you know, do we piecemeal, do we break it apart piece by piece? Ideally, this should take 10 to 20 years to fix. This is what Obama should have done. And we talked about this before on the show. When the healthcare system was starting to have issues in the late 90s and the early 2000s, what should have been done are very slow, methodical changes, right? So that we could, over the next decade or two, replace our healthcare system with something better. Instead, because of all the, you know, political greed and wanting all the quan, the Democrats jumped to do something within a weekend. And they came up with one big overhaul bill, which was just too much and too damaging. Yes, there were a couple good things, you know, with it, but were they practical? Expanding Medicaid, I was for. You know, not allowing pre-existing conditions to disqualify you, I was for. But there has to be a proper execution of it. It has to be choreographed properly, right? You know, you can't just expand Medicaid without any plan for a receding of it when people get their jobs. If the recession is over, why do we still have so many millions of people on Medicaid and it's still growing? I thought it was supposed to be a temporary fix. Same thing with pre-existing conditions. Fine, you tell an insurance company they have to cover pre-existing conditions, then no wonder they're going to up their rates. How do you guard against that? And the way they had it in the bill was just not good enough. So now we have the Republicans, all right? If they want to do this right, they need to, over a 10, maybe 20-year plan, you know, try to fix the damage that Obamacare caused. The problem is they don't have 10, 20 years. They have an election that they are already going to start campaigning for, right, in less than, well, the election is less than 2 years away, but they need to start campaigning for the midterms next spring. So what do they do? They need to do something fast. Well, if they repeal Obamacare fast, now we have the pendulum swinging the other way. So, you know, they're basically up against the wall. And that's exactly how the Obamacare law was written. You know, the only thing that was cleverly crafted is the red wire that will cause a implosion if anybody tries to repeal or replace it. So how do you repeal and replace Obamacare quick? Quick enough where you could still keep your congressional or senatorial seat. That shouldn't even be, you know, a priority, but it is. The priority should be fixing the healthcare system, but fixing the healthcare system could be long and methodical. And I get it. If I was a politician, if I was in the House of Representatives, and I heard that there were going to be some liberals that are going to want to, you know, take over your seat so they could go back and infuse more money to keep Obamacare on life support, you do have to act quickly. So maybe what they need to do is let Obamacare expire. I hate to say that, but, you know, maybe if Humana's going to pull out and there's going to be states with no exchanges, then maybe just let that happen until you have the Democrats say, no, we do want to fix this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is very interesting. There's a student who claims that all the times he was bullied had left him cross-eyed. Dustin Johnson is 14 years old. He's a Livingston Junior High student. And a bully body slammed him to the ground. According to Dustin's mother, Amanda Anderson, I took him out and I put him in K through 12 in a homeschool program. We did that for 8 months. Dustin had to wear an eye patch for several months before his eye surgery last fall. He says, I was bullied from that. I was called pirate. I was asked if I had any booty. But, oh my gosh, how these kids are stupid these days. I mean, that's not even an insult, and they're blaming somebody with an eye patch, making fun of them. People are so dumb. Poor kid. After 2 weeks after his surgery, his eyes are back to normal. According to mom, his whole character changed and his eyes were fixed. He started smiling again. So Dustin wanted to go back to public school. But he said he didn't want to deal with any bullying. Unfortunately, last Friday, the bullying reared its ugly head in the form of a 10th grader who hit Dustin on the bus. He felt a slap on his head. While he was reaching for the back of his neck, he had a buzzing sound in his head and then an excruciating headache. It was Dustin's younger sister who told him he appeared cross-eyed once again. The mom said, I wanted to cry. It broke my heart. It was hard enough to go through this the first time, and to know he'll probably have to go through it again, it was scary. I would be absolutely livid. If I was that mother, I would bring the rain. I would be getting the parents involved. There's got to be some sort of law for assault and battery of another child. This is crazy. Right? And, yeah, I would sue. Why not? Now he has to have, there's medical bills because the other kid hit him? Absolutely, you sue the family. Dustin's mother said Livingston High School is investigating the 10th grade bully who has not been seen on the bus since he hit Dustin. I hope he gets punished properly. I don't want to wish people the worst, but the problem is getting worse. It's not getting any better. In a statement, Livingston ISD School District said, out of confidentiality and respect for our students, we cannot confirm or deny the status of student discipline. Dustin's doctor said the eye could possibly correct itself in time, and currently he's not going to undergo a second surgery. So, yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, in the olden days, you know, fighting was kind of a part of growing up. Okay, you know, you would, there'd be a fight, you know, in the back of school. Even girls would fight. It was not fun. I hated school. School was a very traumatizing time sometimes when you had people bigger than you that wanted to fight you. You know, the bullying was just, you know, cruel. And yes, it would be nice for kids to have a learning environment where they didn't have that. The only thing is there's only so much you could do to shelter somebody. All right, you know, one of the reasons why kids don't know how to defend themselves is because they haven't fought. You know, like my boys. You know, at first I was like, no, leave them alone. And I don't like my boys punching each other. But then on the other hand, where do they learn to protect themselves, protect their face, protect their, you know, my father, you know, because he was in the Israeli army back then in the 60s, they had learned judo. So he was teaching me a lot of judo and a lot of moves and a lot of, you know, and so we would spar and you know, I would, you know, beat up my brother and, you know, it was fun. But you know, kids these days, they don't learn how to fight. I don't know why this kid was bullied. He looks like a nice, cute kid. You know, it's unfair that he had to go through that. But, you know, when we discuss, well, you know, maybe we're going, you know, we're doing too much when it comes to bullying at school. The bullying is protecting the weaker that cannot defend themselves. So, of course, we have to take a stand to stop bullying. Right? What I don't know how we should approach is how to teach kids to maneuver in a hostile world. Right? This is something that kids do need to learn. We don't think any kids deserve to have to learn in a hostile environment. But they do need to, as they grow up, learn how to deal with, you know, hostility. Now, for those of us that have a bunch of sisters and brothers, we're good. That's where our training comes from. They're your sisters and your brothers. They bully you. They make fun of you. They make you feel stupid. You always have, you know, somebody older than you. You always, finish your project or whatever. And then you have somebody younger than you tattling on all the time. And so as a sibling, you start to learn how to navigate through that. Right? And it's not the best behavior, but you learn how to negotiate, you learn how to threaten, you learn how to, work together and say, look, I won't tell on you with this if you tell on me. You also learn that if somebody stabbed you in the back, if you made a truce with your brother that nobody tells mom what happened, when mom wants to know who broke the lamp, you say nothing, I say nothing, and we're going to stick to that. And all of a sudden, brother points to you when mom's yelling. You also get to learn what it's like to be stabbed in the back. Now, we would love to protect our kids from all of this. We really would. Right? But how are they going to deal with the outside world? Right? I mean, you got grown-ups out there, and you got people stabbing you in the back, and you got people very mean, very evil, that you are going to work with, that is really, that's going to want to do you harm. You need to be able to know how to deal with those people. So, do they learn it in school? Do they learn it in their families? Now, many people, families now don't have 5, 6, 7, 10 kids. You know, my cousin, one of my, second cousins, she grew up with 8 brothers. Okay, one brother would, take care of her and be an ally. The other one wouldn't. Now they're all close, obviously. But, wow, that's a lot. You're definitely going to learn how to defend yourself. And it sounds like all the brothers were scared of her because she was the only girl. Now a lot of families, they only have one kid at that. So, bullying has to stop. There has to be things in place in school such that kids have a safe haven. If not, kids have to go through homeschooling, which I would suggest for this boy. If he has a medical condition that can continually get re-exacerbated, we need to pull him out of school. But, how is he going to interact with other kids? How is he going to deal with adversaries? You're going to have somebody at the grocery store, cut you off when you're trying to get into the grocery line. You're going to have somebody cut you off, on the street. You're going to have somebody try to cheat you, when you're purchasing something. How are you going to navigate that? And I don't know where we teach our kids these things. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a study has come out saying if you are lonely, you're going to report more cold symptoms, severe ones. Study published today in Health Psychology found that among people who fell ill after being exposed to a cold virus, those who were lonely were more likely to report severe runny nose, sneezing, sore throat, and other symptoms. This adds to the evidence that if you're lonely, you have more serious health problems like heart disease and early death. They say there's been much less research on whether loneliness is correlated with common acute short-term illnesses like colds, according to an author study. And to conduct the experiment, they looked at people age 18 to 55 who agreed to go through some psychological screening tests. And they exposed them to common cold virus via nose drops, and they quarantined them at a hotel for 5 days. Participants were also paid $1,060. And at the beginning of the study, the 159 participants were scored on a scale indicating their level of loneliness and another one indicating their level of social isolation. Now, you see, I would think, when I'm married, if I want to get out of doing something in the house, I will augment and exaggerate my symptoms to get out of something. My husband does the same thing, too. Oh, this cold. It's a cold. Man up. Please. But if you're lonely, you may feel worse. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Rebel. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.